secondhand smoke. The study, led by a researcher at the University of Miami School of Medicine, focused on a chemical called cotine released in the blood when a person smokes. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners of the staff, or sponsors of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Joel Skousen. And we're going to be talking basically about what's going on in the world, what's up, what the newest issues are in World Affairs Brief. But if you realize that last month, over 690,000 Americans lost their jobs, that major factories are shutting down all across the country, that a few years ago when corporations were buying up other corporations, they were doing it with borrowed money. And suddenly they have to pay that borrowed money back, and they're not making sufficient profits to do it. And some of the biggest corporations in America are facing bankruptcy just because of that, because they got onto this whole idea, all you had to do was borrow money and make money and borrow money and make money, never realizing that there were people who intended to contract our economy. And now we're in the throes of the worst contraction, some people say, in 70 years, and some people say in 100 years, and some people say in 200 years. And at least two of the news writers that I follow are saying this is the worst contraction that has occurred in the last 300 years, even before America was actually formed. Well, that is the background. Let's hear what Joel Skousen is going to be talking about in the World Affairs Brief today. Hi, Joel. How are we doing?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you, as usual.
Well, tell us what you're going to cover.
Just commenting, first of all, on your comments. You know, even though this is, monetarily speaking, in terms of the amount of money destroyed, is by far the largest collapse ever in the history of the world. We're talking about very inflated dollars here, and we're talking about a phony solution which has never been done before, and that is simply to print enough money to bail out everyone who's lost money.
Well, that's like fighting a fire with gasoline.
If you're an insider.
Right.
And well, so the full impact of this collapse has not even begun to come upon this nation yet. Now, there's still, most people have jobs, most people are spending, restaurants are full, movie theaters are full. This is hardly Depression era, but it's still coming.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, we only need to look and see what's happening throughout the world. I mean, your production is off something like 45% in Taiwan, 30% in Japan, and similar amounts in many of the Asian countries. And certainly our production is only down 10%. But I believe things are going to get far, far worse. And anybody who thinks it's going to be over later this year, as Mr. Bernanke seems to think is possible, is either incredibly naive or, well, they certainly are totally deceived, because I think this is going to go on for a very, very long time. But you pick up the story there, Joel.
Well, incredibly, Ben Bernanke claimed that he's against this bailout. I mean, who are you kidding? Here's a member of the establishment who crafted this plan saying he's against it. And I suppose that's going to gain more and more traction as this becomes more and more worthless in terms of, I mean, look at, we've, GM, looks like this bailout isn't working for GM. They're going to declare bankruptcy, or it's probably a threat to get more bailout money. AIG is getting another $30 billion after $180 billion that was given to them. And, of course, the government is claiming, you know, isn't this wonderful that of all the guarantees, we did $180 billion in guarantees for Citibank and some 75 or 80 billion guarantees at Bank of America, and we haven't had to pay out on those guarantees at all. Well, do you know why? It's because those guarantees are being paid out by AIG. AIG has insured those things. So the U.S. is claiming they aren't having to pay it out, but they're paying AIG to bail them out. So this is a real sleight-of-hand maneuver, Dr. Stan.
It sure is. And, you know, the potential losses for AIG is somewhere between $500 billion and $1 trillion. We have no idea. But I believe it's a lot more than anybody has any suspicion. And the thing is, you can't just create money to pay off debt, because one of these days, this whole house of cards is going to come down, and a lot harder than it would if we just simply let it collapse today.
Well, that's right. It's going to suck a lot of people down. But the only good thing about it is that it is causing people to tighten their belt and to save. And the longer this goes on before collapse hits in force, the better people will be able to respond. This is good for the nation not to be buying new cars. It's good for the nation not to be spending. You know, this whole economy was built upon a debt mentality, and that's why the volume of purchasing, consumption, and sales was so high, it was being financed by debt. So this is very, very good to get into a better be careful, don't overextend yourself mentality. This can only be good. No matter what's coming, it's helpful that people are starting to save. Now, you know, the mammoth avalanche or tidal wave that's still coming upon us is rolling forth, and despite all of the, you know, bailout talk and the money flowing out, jobs are still being lost. There is a multiplier, negative multiplier going on downward. But, you know, with it all, Dr. Stan, I never cease to be amazed at the failure of the establishment media to counter, let alone point out, the blatant contradictions flowing from the establishment mouthpieces, including President Obama. So enamored are they with promoting the government's current agenda. Now, sure, his words are couched in their normal smoothness, but the contradictions flowing one after another are obvious to any thinking person. So this week in the World Affairs Brief, I am going to cover the latest contradictions coming out of this and the utter failure of the media to pick up on them. You know, this week he waxed eloquent and fervent about his vow to see that American civil liberties are never compromised again and to hold government officials responsible for wrongdoing. I mean, I heard this on the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer last night. I just couldn't believe it. I said, no, there's got to be a catch. And sure enough, you know, this was even, he was responding, of course, to the Justice Department continuation of releasing the, you know, more of the torture memos and the surveillance memos showing how incredibly widespread it was within the Bush administration. But this is happening, you know, as he's claiming that I'm not going to allow American civil liberties to be compromised again, even as the Justice Department, his own Justice Department, continues for the third week in a row to uphold the egregious use of state secrets doctrine to quash legal challenges to government spying. Now, in this particular instance, Obama was responding to the flood of Bush administration memos, you know, releasing, showing official scorn and defiance for constitutional protections against warrantless spying and torture. Yet Obama finished his statement with the incredible, but I'm more interested in moving forward. I mean, there was the letdown. There was the contradiction. We're going to hold these people responsible. Government officials should always be held just as responsible as individuals, but I'm more interested in moving forward. Now, that statement made a mockery of his feigned concern, and the media uttered not a word of outrage or question. I know that doesn't surprise you.
No, no, not. And he said we're not going to have any torture here in the United States, but he didn't say about overseas. And, of course, this is where a lot of it was done. It was done simply shipping people to other countries to be tortured. And he didn't say, well, we're not going to allow any people to be sent to other countries to be tortured. He didn't say that. He just said what the American people wanted to say, but it's the half-truth, and a half-truth is really a lie.
Well, and as I say, this is speaking out of both sides of your mouth. You can't trust anything he says directly because there's always a caveat. You know, this was the same devious tactic used by President Bush when he took office and refused to undo any of the damaging executive orders of President Clinton or prosecute any violations of law, saying, we need to move on. So with the announcement that the CIA destroyed nearly 100 tapes of terror investigations showing what amounts to torture, waterboarding, against the explicit instructions of a judge, one wonders if even this egregious violation of law in contempt, outright contempt of court, will ever get punished. Now, I can guarantee you that it won't.
I fear that you're absolutely right. I think that what we have, certainly, is a very clever means of deceiving the American people. And I hate to say that, but Mr. Obama says one thing and he means another. And the American people hear what they want to believe. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. But of these ideas of contradictions, we mentioned one last week, and I don't know if Joel goes into this, but President Obama says he's concerned about the privacy of our medical records. He's really concerned about the privacy of our medical records, and so we're going to get them electronic up on the Internet where every government agency can look at and know your most intimate personal secrets. Now, how could you be concerned about the privacy of medical records when you've got to put them on the Internet and make them available to every healthcare personnel and every government agency? There's something inconsistent about that. Go ahead, Joel.
Well, that's just a sham excuse. People don't... It's an incredibly sad commentary on American intelligence to think that a lot of people will actually believe his words. This is to preserve in privacy. There's no preservation at all. In fact, you know, there hasn't been any problem with individuals getting access to our medical records. It's always been an issue of government having access to them. In fact, every waiver form that you sign in a doctor's office basically says we will protect your privacy except when government needs to see your records. So that's the privacy I'm worried about. Of course, that leads me to the ultimate privacy, which is stay away from the establishment medical system. In other words, live healthy, eat properly, and learn to cure most things with good nutrition and herbs and vitamins, and you'll stay out of their system. I'm talking to a medical doctor, but I'm sure you partially at least agree with me, Dr. Stan.
Well, I do, except I think that, you know, you can always have something like, you know, as myself, I needed a heart valve replacement. It really was miraculous. And certainly what an orthopedics does, you know, you break a bone, you got to get it repaired. And people do have accidents and hit by a car. They do need medical care. But I agree with you that so much of what's done today is actually creating disease. And so many of the medications we take actually need other medications to correct the problem created by the first medication. And now we've got two medications working against one another. We need a third or fourth or fifth medication. And the best thing you can do is get off of almost all of those terrible things.
I'm in absolute agreement. And also agree that, you know, when it comes to surgeries, if those surgeries are necessary, and you know, oftentimes if people eat correctly and exercise and avoid pollutants and things, they can avoid the kinds of diseases that lead to surgery, including the things that deteriorate joints. And, you know, it's not always true. I mean, certain genetic problems and weaknesses require that we do take advantage of the miracle of surgery and some of the great things that the medical establishment has done. But in terms of internal medicine, you know, I just never look towards the establishment medical system to provide the answers to internal medicine. Anyway, moving on, let's consider Obama's continual claim that his administration will, quote, change the way Washington does business. As he told the NewsHour, Jim Lehrer, President Obama, or as Jim Lehrer himself said, President Obama opened a new campaign today against government waste to go with his plan for massive new spending on the government. Now, think about that statement, Dr. Stan. President Obama opened a new campaign today against government waste to coincide with his plan for massive new spending. We're to believe that in this massive new spending package that there's not going to be waste. I mean, the whole thing is waste. It's just an incredible example of non sequitur, or it doesn't follow.
And the thing is that, you know, the people who try to keep track of government spending haven't been able to do it. A couple of $1 trillion disappeared, from the Defense Department. Certainly, we put $125 billion in Iraq to rebuild the damage done there, and it didn't get done. Nobody knows what happened to the $125 billion. I mean, the government, by its very nature, is inefficient. And it seems it's very, very rare that anybody really gets, held responsible for when we have massive stealing from the government. And there seems to be almost a attitude, well, let's cover for one another. Don't rock the boat. Don't come forward. Don't be a whistleblower. If you are a whistleblower and you tell the truth and you work for government, they're going to get you. And the tragedy they sometimes do.
Absolutely true. Whistleblower laws are meant to protect whistleblowers, but in fact they staff these whistleblower commissions with people who are shills for the government who simply know that we've got to cover up the things. That's why they're there. Every government investigation has as its root the intent to cover up for government wrongdoing. You know, this whole existing system is rife with abuse, but put it into context. Barack Obama claims to be able to save $40 billion by careful spending out of this. But this is out of trillions. I mean, it's a pittance. He says we're spending money on things we don't need and we're paying more than we need to pay. And that's completely unacceptable. Really? Then how come Obama's going along with the Democrats' massive spending bill filled with markups and pork barrel projects? You know, they claim at the White House this is last year's business, hoping to avoid the blame. But that's not going to wash. Obama promised that he would go line by line in the budget and that he would eliminate wasteful spending. And what we've seen is this ominous bill that's come forth with $410 billion of spending, 9,000 earmarks. Can you imagine? This bill is 1,124 pages long when it left the House last week. And it's accompanied by, get this, 1,800-page joint explanatory statement. Now, is anyone doubting whether a senator in the Congress has read this bill, page and cover by cover? It's impossible. In fact, one of the things that I am proposing in my revised Constitution proposal, if I had to put the words of the founders into tight legal language, is that no bill can be brought to a vote until every congressman and senator certifies that they've read it in its entirety. Now, that would change the way government does business. Either that, or it would make a bunch of liars out of them all.
Well, they just don't have time to read all of this legislation. If they did that, they wouldn't have time to go into Congress to vote. I mean, there's no way that they can read all the legislation. Why don't they just make a two-page bill and just make it very, very simple? Why do they have to make it complicated unless they don't want anybody to be able to interpret what it is? It's like the Internal Revenue Code. I mean, it's specifically designed to be confusing, to intimidate the people, and most of the people who work for the IRS really don't understand the code. I know because one of them told me that.
Well, it is very complex, and it's incomplete as well.
Right.
And that's what's led to the tax protest movement, of course. It's all of these things that don't even really clearly define who's required to file. But nevertheless, they could close that loophole in a minute, and they don't. They've never attempted to. The IRS has never presented even a suggestion to Congress to close these holes in the IRS code. And that means, in my opinion, that the whole tax protest movement is a trap set by government. Not good to go there. There are other ways to legitimately avoid a lot of taxes, but the tax protest movement, I believe, is set up and maintained wide open, even allowing protesters to win occasionally in court. Just like the gamblers in Las Vegas, the casinos, they make people win occasionally, so they keep luring them in to lose some more. Well, going on to the continuing bailout, which Obama is backing 100%, the taxpayers are now on the hook for a whopping $9.7 trillion in outgoing bailout programs. And there's absolutely no evidence that it's done any good, nor any end in sight. As I mentioned, AIG is getting another $31 billion. This week, GM is threatening bankruptcy. And there are other big banks that are going to announce the same thing next week.
Well, I think we're in real, real trouble. And I think that, before this is over, America, as we've known it, is going to cease to exist. We'll be back in just a moment here.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, our guest Joel Skousen. Before we go on, Joel, I want to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get a free copy of your World Affairs Brief, and perhaps go ahead and subscribe to it as I do, because it's a wonderful source of information. So why don't you just tell our listeners how they can actually get a copy and understand more about what you have to offer.
Well, thank you. These are indeed exciting times, and it's important for everyone, I think, to get the kinds of information that the media specifically screens out, which would affect how everyone, you know, views these things. It's by omissions that the media distorts the news mostly. My website is www.worldaffairsbrief.com. And people can get a free sample copy of the World Affairs Brief by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And I encourage people to go to the World Affairs Brief site regularly, where they can get a synopsis of the top news stories that are posted by my staff. They search through all the top stories and pick the ones that have the least disinformation in them. And that's what I base a lot of my work on, where I provide the missing pieces of the puzzle at the end of each week. My World Affairs Brief will be coming out tomorrow morning on Friday.
All right, very good. So now how can they actually get the free copy? How can indeed subscribe?
Yes, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and if they forget how to do that, they can just go to the website, and it tells them right after the synopsis of the current brief.
All right, very good. Well, you go right ahead.
Well, we're talking about the continuing bailout, which is just the biggest boondoggle that we've ever experienced. Bloomberg is really upset. Bloomberg Financial News, they've sued the Fed under the Freedom of Information Act, requesting details about the terms of 11 federal lending programs, and the Fed refused in their formal answer yesterday to disclose the names of borrowers and anything else they know about those loans, alleging that it will cast a stigma on residents of more than $1.9 trillion of emergency credit from U.S. taxpayers. Yeah. Well, indeed, it would cast a stigma if the public knew what the insiders were or who they were and what money was pocketed that they got rather than boost spending. And it would be obvious for the news or other people to target those people, if they knew who they were, and asked, well, what did you do with the money? It certainly isn't getting out as loans to people. Now, most documents relevant to the Bloomberg suit are at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, which is, obviously run by Timothy Geithner before he moved into the Secretary of the Treasury. And the Fed and the Treasury Secretary are concluding that the Fed isn't subject to the FOIA because it's a private, not a government organization. And that's absolutely true. Another reason to end the Fed, as Representative Ron Paul has said.
And, as I was reading that this morning, I was thinking now that the government is demanding that the Union Bank of Switzerland turn over the names of some, many thousands of people who have banks
48,000, Dr. Stanley.
The people who have accounts over there. And UBS says, well, if we couldn't do that, we'd be violating the law if we did that. And yet, of course, here we have, a judge has said, you've got to turn over the information. And the Federal Reserve System has said, in essence, we're above the law. So why should we expect that the UBS would turn the information over to our government when our government won't turn the information over to the people about what they're doing with the funds? And I really believe we're witnessing probably the greatest transfer of wealth from the average citizen here to the very, very wealthy, because I suspect if the truth were known, there might be a tremendous repercussions.
Yeah, Congress, of course, could remedy any part of the implementing act to the Federal Reserve that it wanted in terms of, the Obama administration talks about accountability and transparency and allows its own Secretary of Treasury, who was a former head of the New York Fed, to, not enforce this kind of transparency. And where are the bills before Congress by Obama, remedying the defects in the law? They have no intention to. That's the point I made about the IRS code. They have no intention of remedying the defects because they don't want to. Now, in another one of Obama's hypocrisy, speaking out of both sides of his mouth, is this claimed withdrawal from Iraq. Every statement President Obama makes is like a Bush signing statement. What's the unsaid intent, you have to ask? When Obama declared at U.S. Marine Corps Camp Lejeune that by August 31st, 2010, a little over a year from now, our combat mission in Iraq will end. Notice that he did not say that all troops would leave. He was fudging, of course, as he always does in everything that he says. President Barack Obama gave the military commanders a free hand to determine. He's obviously got a lot of military commanders in left over from the Bush administration. Now he says, I'm going to, give them a free hand to determine the size and the composition of the residual force in Iraq. And guess what? up to 50,000 troops, he's saying, far higher than Democratic congressional leaders had previously been led to expect. So how does a residual presence of 50,000 troops equate to a withdrawal? It doesn't. Naturally, war with Iran, coupled with 10 fully staffed military bases remaining in Iraq, will instantly provide the rationale for another, quote, temporary or continued presence. The nation also made an incisive point about unrealistic timing for withdrawal after the next Iraqi election, which is scheduled for later this year. That would leave them 9 months to move 9 brigades out of the country? I don't think so. Good luck with that, they said. That's assuming, of course, that nothing else risky or destabilizing comes up in April or May of 2010, such as in Kirkuk. You've got to remember that this thing is extremely flexible, specifically because Prime Minister al-Malik, bowing to the rising nationalist trend in Iraq, made it seem like he wants American forces to leave, but in fact he doesn't. His top aides have told people in Washington they want American troops to remain in Iraq for much longer so that they can uphold al-Maliki's regime. U.S. present, military training, aid, all of that's going to be used by al-Malik to solidify his political power, just as the U.S. sustains Ahmed Karzai's fragile political hold on Afghanistan. Well, in another piece of hypocrisy, Obama sustains Bush indefinite detentions. The Obama administration has told a federal judge that military detainees in Afghanistan have no legal right to challenge their imprisonment, embracing a key argument of former President Bush's legal team. In a two-sentence filing late Friday, the Justice Department under Eric Holder said that the new administration had reviewed its position in a case brought by numerous prisoners at Bagram Air Force Base in their huge prison there, and the Obama team determined that the Bush policy was correct. Such prisoners cannot sue for their release. Well, so much for change and so much for the rule of law. If prisoners can't sue for the release, I mean, what are they? How long can you keep people under indefinite detention? This is simply against all the laws of reason and human rights. And they haven't even been charged with anything. I mean, the left who supported Obama and who was really exercised about the lack of civil liberties, and the conservatives should have been, but it was Bush that was doing it to them. I mean, they should be rioting in the streets over these, day after day, these compromises and these lies that the Obama administration. Now, it's not a surprise to you and I. We've often said that there is no difference between these two political parties.
But you know, Joel, the tragic thing is the Republicans, the good Republicans, the Christians of this nation backed George Bush when he lied to them about torture. And that, you know, once he finally had to admit that he'd lied about the torture and it was still going on, and where was the outcry from our Christian leaders? And it just wasn't there. And where was the outcry from the run-of-the-mill average God-fearing Christian? There wasn't any. So we shouldn't criticize the left for going along with Obama because they want to believe him, just like the Christians wanted to believe Bush, but they should have realized he was lying to them. He lied to them, and he lied to them, and he lied to them, and they still respect him, and they backed him, you know, at least his candidate, you know, John McCain, who went along. He was supposedly a maverick, but he went along with Bush 90% of the time. Boy, with a maverick like that, boy, you certainly don't need somebody who's going to support the president 100% of the time. We'll be back in just a moment with our special guest right here at Genesis.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Gar- gardeners. You have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Menhaden fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, I stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Joel, go right ahead.
Well, I'm going to cover some internet rumblings and bogus claims here in this last segment. Certain things just sweep the internet, and I find out because, like you, everyone, you know, my subscribers and other conservatives emails me hoping to find out if it's true enough. Let's start off with the claim by Hal Turner, long known for his unsubstantiated and highly inflammatory rumors that, quote, sources of the United States Embassy in Beijing, China, have confirmed to me that the United States of America has tendered to China a written agreement which grants to the People's Republic an option to exercise eminent domain within the USA as collateral for China's continued purchase of U.S. Treasury notes. This is absolutely bogus. It just irritates me that someone who claims to be a minister and other things will, you know, he may be sincere, but he's got to understand who's ever calling him and claiming to give him inside information is just, you know, taking him for a ride, and he does himself no service in the conservative movement, and the reputation of bona fide conspiracy theory to be putting out stuff like this. First, Turner claims to be no more than anyone on our side at least could know unless government's feeding him the information, and then it's ought to be suspect. If this were true, it would be a secret locked up tighter than a drum. No embassy official would ever risk his career by confirming this to an internet gadfly because it is patently illegal. Besides, the government can't just give inland domain power to a foreign nation. And China would certainly be smart enough to know that it can't be just given. Even if it could or did, each eminent domain case has to be decided upon by U.S. courts. Now, granted, the Supreme Court's gone a long way to opening up the floodgates of property confiscation on behalf of developers in their notorious Kelo decision. But they'd be hard-pressed to find justification in law or the Constitution to allow China to come marching into court claiming the right to take somebody's property. It's just ludicrous. And then there was the undocumented and unprovable assertions by one calling himself True Ott, a health supplement practitioner in southern Utah that also claims, based on the same source, Hal Turner, that China agrees to continue investing in U.S. Treasury bills only after securing eminent domain rights. I mean, people are just copying each other, and he doesn't even give credit to Hal Turner for this, claiming as if it's his own. But this is just ludicrous. I'm very disturbed that people who claim to be on our side just get our sides completely discredited by putting out this kind of information.
Well, okay, I believe that the conservative movement is thoroughly infiltrated by agent provocateurs, government agents. Now, I'm not suggesting that's true with Mr. Turner, but I'm sure they're there feeding false information to keep idle minds busy.
Well, you know, this guy named True Ott, I have to wonder about that name, regularly mixes into his conspiracy theories bizarre claims about Catholic Jews and Mormons. He's big on blaming every major religion for being behind the Illuminati and the Masons. They're broad brush attacks with virtually no traceable assertions that people like myself can check up on. His latest bizarre claim was that LDS Mormon Church President Gordon B. Hinckley, via the church-owned Polynesian Cultural Center in Hawaii, established a hard currency pipeline with Beijing, exchanging bank trade credits for drugs and gold and silver hidden behind the cloak of world religion. I mean, this is just ludicrous. Anybody who knew the aged and kindly Gordon B. Hinckley knew that he was very interested in trying to ingratiate himself to other people for the purpose of the Mormon Church's missionary effort. But, you know, to even claim that the Mormon Church had that kind of cash or hard money to trade with a country like, or do secret deals with China is just ludicrous. He even claims that the U.S. Church built and controlled Shenzhen Special Economic Zone adjacent to Hong Kong. I mean, once again, this is totally bogus. You know, he claims as evidence the fact that church leaders traveled to China a few times to improve goodwill. And then he manufactures this conspiracy out of whole cloth and doesn't provide any evidence to back it up. Let me show you why this is. I mean, even the Chinese would be insulted to think that a small to medium-sized American church would buy out or control the Shenzhen Special Economic Zone, which is worth billions and billions of dollars. You know, the Mormons have a few millions in real estate assets, but it's mostly tied up in church buildings that have no credit or worth in the financial world of hard money. You know, I think Ott's material is targeting, this is an excommunicated Mormon, by the way, who obviously has an axe to grind. His material targets, I think, the proclivity of many fundamentalist Christians with an anti-Mormon bias to believe any wild claim he puts forth. You know, even the establishment kingmakers stoop to this kind of cheap maneuver in their attempt to derail Romney's candidacy, which I didn't support, even though I'm a Mormon, for other more principled reasons. But, you know, I just hate to see this stuff circulating among our people because it causes hate and discontent. We don't need more attacking one Christian religion from another any more than we have. This is just a problem. And, of course, he attacks Catholics and Jews vociferously as well.
I thought of you when I read that, and I thought, you know, this is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard, and I wondered what your response would be. Anyway, we're out of time, Joel. God bless. Thanks so much, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Always a pleasure, Dr. Stan.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And I think Joel's point is very well taken. Ladies and gentlemen, they want to get us all fighting one another. Don't you see that? They want the Protestants to fight the Catholics and the Catholics to fight the Protestants and both of us to hate the Jews and everybody to hate the Mormons. And this is all part of the idea if we're fighting among ourselves, we can't see the real enemy, which is the Luciferian movement that's really out there. And if you haven't been up on the Lucis Trust website, you need to Google in a Lucis Trust Lucifer, and they'll take you to their website that tells you that Lucifer just got sort of a bum rap at one time the Lucis Trust was somehow related to the Lucifer Publishing House, but that was just a short period of time. It had nothing to do with Lucifer, the Lucifer Publishing House, nothing to do with Lucifer. But there's a link to another story on Lucifer, and that one is a fascinating article. It will tell you that Lucifer got a bum rap. That was the problem. He was really a pretty good guy who was willing to suffer for you. Understand there really are millions of people out there who have knowingly or unknowingly given their souls to Lucifer. And, of course, they've gotten great wealth and great prosperity, and they're on television, and they're some of the most popular people on television today, and they're working within the political system and the educational system, and they're even working within the Protestant Church, and they're working within the Catholic Church. Believe me, there is a spiritual battle going on, and you better understand it. If you have not yet seen our DVDs on the secret mysteries of America's beginning, on Riddles in Stone, on the Eye of the Phoenix, and then, of course, on the Atlantis Connection, and then on The Emergence, that's with Constance Cumby, Atlantis Connections, the talk, the Chris Pinto game, they're available from Radio Liberty at RadioLiberty.com. What, these people do any harm? Yes, of course they are. You need to get this great new DVD we have with Russell Blaylock. It's called Vaccines and Brain Development. And you have to understand, they are intentionally destroying the minds of our children. Why would any rational person want to do that? Because we're not working with rational people. And when you begin to understand that, so much of what's going on begins to make sense. Our telephone number, 1-800-5-448-927, 1-800-5-448-927. If you're in a position to help us, we could get an awful lot of additional radio stations with minimum cost, but we do need the funding. We want to keep the 60-plus outlets we have right now. We'd love to have a lot more. And if you can help us, give us a call at 1-800-5-448-927. 1-800-5-448-927. If you haven't laid in your supply of long-term food, why, of course, we do work with Ready Reserve. You'll get the same wholesale prices from us that you will from them. And so if you'd like a catalog, give us a call, and then we can get the material off to you. If you have a catalog, do not put off making the preparations for what's going on. And certainly do not put off preparations of getting your financial house in order, because the whole structure is coming down. If you need to get a water filter, Berkey water filters, or get some extra filters on hand, which is a good idea, give us a call at 1-800-54-